was the other website you said?
Well, the main website that I'm trying to publicize, because I've got an empty hostel, I'm losing $100 a day in revenue. I also have an empty kennel.
What is it called?
BessemerHostel.com. Yeah, it's linked from the top right of tapkister.com. It's BessemerHostel.com. But I was wondering if I could do separate Google places, like, because I have a kennel. It's on the same property, but it's in a different building. So the barking dogs, you can't even hear it from the hostel. It's because it's the proximity of it. Near, it's not in the city limits. The city has all kinds of care restrictions and stuff, and I've been building, and it's great to be outside of the city limits. Yeah, but it's right on the edge. They want me to annex. It's right across the street is the city of Nelsonville, but I'm certainly not going to annex because there's a lot more freedoms out in the country.
What kind of services are you providing?
Well, I've got a hostel that has a dorm room, $10 per person per night. By far the least expensive, very quality lodging in Ohio, and two private rooms for $20 per night. And I have a kennel, also by far the lowest prices, help people keep their dogs when they travel. Or around here, the police like to lock people up for no reason, false arrests and all, because there's a prison here, and they pay the police to lock people up so they get more jobs. And so people, it's only $5 per day if people provide their own food. The only, because I have my own dog, the only kennel I know of the cheapest is $14 per day, and hotels around here are $100 per day, so I've got by far the least expensive lodging. And there's also a hiking trail that goes right from the hostel into thousands of acres of national forest, so it can help people to...
Where's the bad review? Is it on your...
No, because that's my website, so I control that. I'm certainly not going to let that get on there. It's on the Google Places.
Okay.
I do my own web design, so I control my website.
Oh,
I control tapkister.com. I do that web.
No, but I mean, you have a Google Places.
No, it's a Google Places for, well, my email's tapkister@gmail.com, but I think the website, and I've spent a lot of money on Google Ads. The website's BessemerHostel.com. I've spent hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of dollars on Google Ads. And then I stopped because of that bad review, so I'm not going to advertise a bad review.
Yeah. Okay. Well, reviews are set there for people to make, you know, good, bad, everything itself, and forum.
Right, but if it's someone who's committed a major crime that I'm trying to prosecute, you should, and that's a different situation.
Yeah, but there's no way, it just says Google user, there's no name here.
Or it's Tim Shields.
Run review, there's no name, just says Google user, there's no way of knowing who that is.
Well, I know exactly who it is, it's Tim Shields. Well, he's emailed me about it.
Flag it for improper.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, plus I'm, yeah,
it just has to be reviewed.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, that'll be flagged for you. It'll take, you know, take a couple weeks for it to be reviewed. Just go through the regular process. What do people go out to this area for?
Well, there's a lot of people just like to go hiking in the forest. You know, there's a major obesity crisis. About 80,000 people a year die from that because it's a lot of people just don't like to go to the gym, but they don't mind hiking in the forest. And so, but it's not just advocates for Vista. So people who just like to go hiking in the forest. Now there's morels in the forest. And there's a hiking trail that goes for miles and miles. And also Nelsonville has quite an artist community. The Hocking Hills are some of the nicest areas in Ohio. They're nearby. Athens, there's colleges. It's a real nice town. A lot of tourists go to Athens. And, you know, I've got... And there's also the bypass that there is going to be opening in a few months. The exit is a quarter of a mile, Route 33 bypass. I'm going to add those keywords into my website and the meta tags. But, so that'll be real close to that bypass exit. So a lot of travelers will be using Route 33, and it's real convenient.
Okay.
But the main thing is the prices. You know, it's got... If you could stay for $100 or $10, a lot of travelers, I've been a low-income traveler, I've stayed at hostels all over the world. I'm the author of 4 books, and on speaking tours, it's enabled me to speak around the continent and around the world. And so that's how I know about them. And it'll help to bring a lot of tourist revenue to the U.S., too, because a lot of travelers just travel by through hostels because they don't have much money, but they do still spend some of it, and so they'll be creating jobs.
Yeah. Okay. So, went ahead and flagged that review for you, Chad.
Great.
Get that taken care of. Now, are you interested in getting some more visibility for the business online?
Well,
do some design work and stuff like that, but would you be interested in getting some visibility for the hostel business or for one of these businesses that you're doing here?
Yeah, but the thing is, I do my own web design, so I can take care of...
You can do whatever you want with the web design, but we do have a system already in place that's been proven, it's been tested, and it's working for our clients to get your visibility on page 1 of Google, Yahoo, and Bing for your 10 keyword phrases for the business. So we do give you a 6-page Google optimized website that we design and we build for you. We write all the content for the site, and that's the one we'll get published and indexed with Google, Yahoo, and to get you the visibility for.
Yeah, well, as I said, if I already have my own website, you know, why would I need another?
Well, because you need website is not enough. You know, if nobody sees it, then you could have 10 websites, but if nobody's looking at it, doesn't
well, it's
mean
already on the top. It's in the top listings for, if you do a Google search for hotels, Nelsonville, oh, it's already up there. So the main thing is I have to be in control of it, because someone else is intercepting my phone calls. And so I have to have things on there, like having people record phone calls so they catch who's been intercepting.
What do you mean somebody's intercepting?
A lot of my phone calls are being intercepted. The NSA, because I've got lawsuits against the NSA, and they've got real sophisticated ways of intercepting phone calls, and that's why I think the hostel's been vacant, is because of that economic terrorism. So they do it based on caller ID, so they let, you know, telemarketers get through, but customers, they seem to be blocking, and so that's why it's real important to have things on my website, like having encouraging people to record phone calls. So, because I've already got one police lieutenant from Upper Arlington who tried to call my cell phone, and some woman answered from the NSA and tried to intercept documents intended for me, because I'm exposing a lot of misdeeds by the NSA, and they attack with very Nazi methodologies, clandestine as well.
Bessemer Hospital, how may I help you?
Oh,
it's not a hospital.
Yes, sir. How may I help you today? We have a couple of hostels available right now, if that's something that you're looking for.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Who am I speaking with, sir?
Now, can you repeat what you just said?
Bessemer Hospital, how may I help you?
Wait, you're claiming to be the Bessemer Hostel?
Yes, sir. That's received a phone call from you. I thought that you wanted to come over here.
Where are you located at?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Where are you located at?
I am in Ohio, sir. Where are you located?
And what part of Ohio?
Sir, I'm in Nelsonville. Who's that?
So are you intercepting my phone calls?
Chad, who's that on? Is that somebody on the line with us?
I think that's the NSA. Or is someone playing? I don't know. It's not me.
It's not you?
No.
Any employees there?
No. I'm the only person that works.
Weird.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that, so.
Summer Hospital, how may I help you?
Yes, hi, my name is Chris. Who is this?
This is the owner of Bessemer Hospital.
No, I'm the owner of Bessemer Hospital. Yes. This is Chad Kister.
No, that's my name. My name's Chad Sister. I'm the owner of Bessemer Hospital.
No, this is Chad Kister. I'm the owner of the Bessemer Hospital.
I'm confused now. I've owned this for about 12 years now.
No, this is my hospital. I've got it registered with the state of Ohio.
Well, I'm going to probably...
Chad, I don't know what's going on here, Chad.
Either do I.
I got to get going. I can't be dealing with this kind of stuff.
Hey, you know, you could just take this to the national media, global media. Hello? So you're stealing my phone calls?